Yet the video went viral immediately, trending on Facebook and Twitter. The first night, I kept checking the views and the comments. I couldn't believe it. My history lecture had gone viral. In 24 hours, more than 1 million people had watched it. At the end of the week, it had 5 million views. Today, it has had 30 million views, making it one of the most watched history lectures in history. I'm not the first person to state the obvious, that slavery caused the Civil War. The video didn't go viral because my argument was brilliant or because the swooping graphics that accompanied the video were so effective. I think it attracted so many views for two reasons. Timing matters. While I wrote and recorded the video in early 2015, it debuted in August, only 2 months after a white supremacist massacred black churchgoers at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston. After the despicable slaughter, a picture of the young murderer appeared with a Confederate flag accompanying his racist manifesto. The nation started talking about the obvious links between the Confederate flag and white supremacy. In July, South Carolina took down the Confederate flag that had flown on the state capitol since the early 1960s. Walmart stopped selling the flag, and Apple removed mobile apps featuring the flag. At least 5 manufacturers stopped making the Confederate flag altogether. The Civil War and what it meant was a national story, and because it affected so many communities, the story lasted far longer than the normal news cycle. The second reason the video became popular was me. I told the American people that the Civil War was about slavery while wearing the blue uniform of a U.S. Army officer with the eagles of a full colonel and a complement of medals earned over the course of a 30-year career. Additionally, scrolling along the bottom of the video was my job title, Head, Department of History, United States Military Academy, West Point. Few people watched the video passively. Hundreds of thousands shared it with their friends, and another 100,000 left responses. The majority of the comments were negative. Plenty of people left responses trolling my looks, which my son delighted in sharing with me. But tens of thousands of other comments ranged from the angry to the deranged to the violent. I had a public email account, and hundreds of people wrote directly to me. Some people told me that I had caved in to pressure to accept the politically correct government position. Some tried to argue with me based on their reading of history. The Civil War was really about, pick one or more, states' rights, tariffs, economics, Lincoln's racism, government overreach, and on and on. Despite my Southern roots, online responses labeled me a Yankee. 2 people sent an email to my West Point address threatening to kill me, to kill an Army officer, over history. I couldn't believe it. Those threats seemed serious enough that I contacted the Criminal Investigation Division at West Point, which then passed the emails on to the FBI. Now, more than 5 years after that video came out, I still receive hate emails about a short video on a subject that occurred more than 150 years ago. The historian David Blight wrote that the Civil War is like the giant sleeping dragon of American history, ever ready to rise up when we do not expect it and strike us with unbearable fire. I poked the Civil War beast, and it singed me. History is dangerous. It forms our identity, our shared story. If someone challenges a sacred myth, the reaction can be ferocious. Yet I also heard many positive comments. High school teachers wrote to me that they used the video in their classes. Professors, particularly in the South, told me that the video was effective because my credentials as an Army officer and West Point professor disarmed those unwilling to accept the academic consensus. I should have realized the video would garner controversy. Speaking to smaller audiences, I routinely encountered disbelief and hostility. Before the video came out in 2015, I had lectured on the topic of the Civil War for years. After I finished a talk in Atlanta on West Point's memory of Robert E. Lee titled, Gentleman or Traitor, a distinguished-looking man raised his hand and asked with the most mellifluous baritone, Colonel, you have provided no evidence that the war between the states had anything at all to do with slavery. Yet I had spent the first 5 minutes recounting the Confederate secessionists' own words declaring their independence to protect and expand slavery. Nothing I could say would refute his upbringing.